Great. Sorry for the delay there. I was logged into another meeting. So welcome to SPNR, 16th of November. Are there any apologies this evening? Jared Byrne, okay. Any declarations of interest? None? Okay, so if we go over to the action sheet from SPNR committee held on the 13th of October 2022, and we'll go to page 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, and if we can have a proposer and seconder, please. Yes, Councillor Taylor, you have a question. Is it on the action sheet?
Well, sure. It's not really in one way, but I don't know where else I can raise this. I had a notice of motion brought to full council a week and a half ago in terms of the social regarding mobility issues, and it was to be referred to SPNR. It isn't on the agenda tonight, and I was just wondering why that was the case.
Did you raise it with the officer, David?
I would like to raise it publicly as to why it wasn't on the agenda, because the normal course is that any notice of motion that's brought before full council would be referred to the next relevant committee meeting, and it isn't on it tonight, so we'll just ask why that is the case.
Okay, I know sometimes it can't skip a month, but I'll hand over to Josephine there, okay?
Thanks.
Listen, apologies. We will bring it next month, put it onto the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
It's on next month.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
You okay with that, David? Yeah?
Sorry, Chair. Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, I would have just wondered why it wasn't really. There wasn't really an explanation provided as to why it wasn't brought tonight. But as long as it is brought next month, because I'm obviously conscious for it, we're very close to the end of the mandate, and just the time it takes for obviously recommendations and things like that to process from these notice of motions, it takes a bit of time. So I'm just concerned that we have reduced weeks obviously as time approaches next year's election. So I'm conscious of that as well. So I obviously expected it to be brought, but I just wanted to raise it as to why it wasn't tonight. So listen, as long as it's been brought next month, I'll accept that. Thank you.
Marie's going to come in and offer an explanation to you, just okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure, it is normal practice for us to bring the notices of motion to the following month's council meeting, committee meeting. It's not generally done on the month of the council, but just because of call-in, et cetera, and getting papers and stuff written. So it will definitely be on the next council meeting, David. Next committee meeting.
Thanks, Mary. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Murphy?
Thanks, Chair. No, this is just in relation to the request I had in last month for a paper in relation to the cost of living crisis. And I see that there is a paper has been put, it's going in front of the Active Healthy Communities. But on reading it, it just seems a bit scant in detail. I don't know whether there's anything else can be said here tonight on it, or if you want to comment, maybe.
Hey, Maria.
Yeah, sure. I haven't seen the report, just going to Active and Healthy Communities, but I'll take a wee look at it, and if there's any additional information, we can submit it onto that. So we can. I'll take a wee look at it tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay, and Councillor McMurray?
Thank you, Chair. And it's in a similar vein to Councillor Murphy there as well. I noticed there are some of the community groups there are, you know, community winter warmer events going on throughout Newcastle and such like. So just really to reiterate, what can we do, and can we expedite what we're doing? Otherwise, we're going to end up sort of being behind the curve in this regard. Also as well, again, certainly what lack of an assembly, but certainly whether or not the letter that came to AHC on the back of the child poverty motion did discuss about talking with Stormont officials as such. So again, if such actions could be expedited and support given to the community groups, which is, I think, the general point of the issue raised by Councillor Murphy. Thank you.
Okay, so Marie's going to pick that up as well, Andy, is that okay? Okay, so if there's no other queries coming through, then we will move on to item 4 on the agenda, and it's the revised plan and retention and disposal schedule, and Alison's going to take this item.
Thanks, Chair. Members, Council previously approved a revised retention and disposal schedule, which came before this committee on the 16th of December 2021. Changes to the planning section of the schedule have subsequently been made with the agreement of PRONI, the 11 councils and DFI to enable the latter to meet its planning statistics publication requirements. And these changes were necessitated out of the development of the new planning portal. So that's the rationale as to why our revised schedule needs to be changed. Changes to the planning section are set out in section 2 of the report. The remainder of Council's revised retention and disposal schedule remain unchanged, and our current schedule will remain in force until such times as our new schedule has been approved by the Northern Ireland Assembly. And the recommendation is that members approve the revised planning retention and disposal schedule. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Alison. Nobody appears to have any questions about that. We do need a proposer and seconder for that item. Proposed by Councillor Gallagher. And seconded by Councillor McGuinness, and there's no matters arising. Okay, thank you, Alison. If we can just circle back to item 3 on the agenda, the action sheet needs a proposer and seconder. Sorry, just for those questions coming through, I didn't get. Proposed by Councillor McGuinness and seconded by Councillor Howell. Thank you. So we'll move on to item 5 on the agenda, which is the mid-year assessments of Directorate Business Plans 2022-23. And Catherine Hughes has taken this item.
Oh, hello. So the mid-year assessment of the business plan. So for this committee, it's the corporate services plan and chief executives plan. The respective departments have gone through and updated the progress to date against the actions and measures within each of the plans. So tonight I'm just asking you to approve the mid-year.
Think we've lost you, Catherine, or?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said at all?
But we got most of it, just the very last. Okay. Catherine?
Sorry, yeah, so I'm just, tonight I'm just looking at the mid-year assessment approved by the committee.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Catherine. Are there any matters arising from the item? We need a proposer and seconder. Councillor Byrne?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just a question on the corporate services one going through all the wee green, orange and red faces. See some of the ones in the corporate service that are either partially progressed or held up. Is it the intention that they will be all completed by at least quarter four? There's some of them there that's waiting corporate workshops to be set up. There's quite a few of them waiting corporate direction, like the new website, the development of the new website, awaiting corporate direction. I don't know what that actually means, and waiting corporate direction, what's holding that up. So I just want to get maybe an answer on that, and is it anticipated that all those that are partially implemented or delayed will be achieved by the end of quarter four? And I understand the change in the directorate, which will probably affect some of those things. So it's not a criticism, it's just a question to find out if it's going to be completed.
If I would come in this one, the website is something that will take time, and I suppose that's the one that whether it will be completed by the 31st of March, so we just caution on that one. I think there are some things we can do in the interim, but I know that's something that I'm picking up with the team because the website's incredibly important medium. But I wouldn't like to say it'll be absolutely completed by the 31st of March, as I said at the moment. The other ones in relation to things like procurement, that we would like to think we'll be caught up by the 31st of March. That's the intention.
Okay, thank you, Josephine. Does that answer your question okay, Pete, then? Yeah.
Yeah, no, happy enough with that, Chair, and I understand the website's a big one, but maybe just a way in corporate direction. Is there something specific that's sort of holding that up? Maybe that what does it mean by a weight in corporate direction?
Yeah, sure, if I just come in on that. I suppose, Councillor Byrne, what that probably refers to is the fact that we are reviewing the entire work of what we're doing in relation to IT. As Josephine has rightly referred, we are prioritising the website and we're just working through now the identification of a senior responsible officer within the organisation to progress that and lead on. So we will be doing some work just through senior management team and then a corporate management team level as well. We're also transitioning the work of the website away from sort of just being a site that is just an information site, more to an interactive site for to enable like interactive payments and customer service and stuff like that. So we're doing a piece of work ourselves, management team, and we're also working with SIB and in particular our Environment and Sustainability Directorate, because we're looking at how we could prioritise some of their needs from a customer interface basis on that issue of the website. So that's really the detail of what we're looking at the minute.
Yeah, thanks Chair, it's great to know. Yep, happy
Thank
to propose.
Thank you. You have so proposed by Councillor Byrne, and we do need a seconder for that item. Seconded by Councillor Howell. Okay, so we'll move on to item 6 on the agenda, which is the Mid-Year Assessment Performance Improvement Plan 2022-23. And Josephine will be taking this item.
Thank you. This paper is to be considered and agreed. You can see in the key issues that there has been sort of, good progress against most items. There are three items detailed there, just, for noting as progress against these have been limited. A decrease in the number of fixed penalty issue notices issued and paid, a slight reduction in the percentage of successful applications to the financial assistance scheme, and the statutory standards of progressing local and major planning applications. So we've highlighted in section 2 there of the report the areas that there has been limited progress against. So it is there for noting and agreeing, and I'm happy to take it.
Councillor Byrne, you have a question?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. My question for Connor is Director of ERT in the planning. Obviously, when we get these coming up at the end of the year and mid-year, we always hone in on the planning one, and it's quite worrying, the effort that we've put into trying to make changes, that we see those stats going in the wrong direction. Is there anything more that we can do? Because I know we've had some outside help as well in a consultative role. And obviously, if we hone in on maybe even the major applications at 3 weeks, well, if we quantify that, that mightn't be that big of an issue because there's some that might need ministerial involvement and it's held up. That's not at the fault of the council, so I'm not really honing in on that. It's the ones that's, waiting for over 12 months and still not meeting the 15 weeks in all the efforts that we've put in that department. Is there anything more you think we can do to try and improve that over the next couple of months?
Thanks, Chair. Yes, Pete, we're always endeavouring to try and improve our response times on our applications. But as you quite rightly said, a lot of our applications are subject to external factors and we are at the mercy of our statutory consultees. They have significant workloads and significant resource issues, the same as we have. And local applications, which have a 15-week turnaround, are still subject to significant statutory consultation. Even the smallest minor of application can involve 2 to 3 statutory consultees, and until we get responses back from them, we can't move to a decision. Another issue that we encounter is the quality of the submissions that we receive into the department. At times, they are poor. And if we had the opportunity, to send them back until they were in a proper order, we would do that. But one piece of work that's ongoing, and there's a consultation out at the minute from DFI around validation checklists, and I think that would significantly improve our timelines because it would give us the ability to return applications with the fee when they're submitted if we feel they're not at the standard that would allow them to progress to a decision. So, yes, we have performance improvement plans in place within the planning department,
There is improvements on our targets and evidenced in some of the stats, but we accept that we're still short of our statutory targets.
Okay, thanks, Connor. Okay, could we have a proposer and seconder for item six? Proposed by Councillor O'Mara and seconded by Councillor Byrne. Thank you. Okay, so items 7 to 17 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. So if I could have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please. Proposed by Councillor Harrell and seconded by Councillor Gallagher. Okay, no problem. So, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed for decision. Item 7, the strategic review of museum services. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara and seconded by Councillor Harrell, it was agreed elected members approve the recommendations included in the strategic review of the council museum service as set out in this report. Okay, item 8 was Newry City Centre Regeneration BRCD contract for funding. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed that elected members approve the contents of the report, the contract for funding as per the officer's report, and approve the signing of the contract for funding between the Department of Communities and Belfast City Council in respect of the Newry City Centre Regeneration projects. Item 9, the Newry City Park project outline business case. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed elected members approved to underwrite any additional financial costs for the Newry City Park project over and above the funding currently ring-fenced for the project. Item 10, lease of lands at St Anne's Park Mayo Bridge. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara and seconded by Councillor Gibbons, it was agreed elected members approved to enter into a lease with the club, noted in the report in respect to the lands at St Anne's Park Mayo Bridge, as outlined in blue on the map for a term of 25 years, at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. Item 11, lease of lands at Glen Hill Recreation Area in Newry. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed elected members approved to enter into a lease for the club, noted in the report, in respect of the lands known as Glen Hill Recreation Area, Newry, as outlined in red on the map for a term of 25 years at A, peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. Item 12, renewal of lease at Unit 2 of the Square Warren Point. On the proposal of Councillor Gibbons, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed elected members approved to proceed with option C, not to renew the lease to 26 Extreme, that council officers market the unit either via the council agents or an expression of interest process. Item 13, commercial unit at Margaret Square, Newry. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor O'Mara, it was agreed elected members approved to a 5-year lease of the subject premises to the successful bidder at an annual rent as per officer's report, plus rates and standard terms and conditions of lease. Item 14, request for easement over council lands at North Promenade, Newcastle. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed elected members approved the grant of a licence for works and easement on council lands as set out in the report, subject to evaluation and payment by the developer of all ancillary costs, including legal and valuation fees. Item 15, provision of an occupational health tender. On the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed elected members approve the commencement of tender process for the supply of occupational health services for a 2-year period, with the option to extend by mutual agreement up to a maximum of 4 years. Item 16, Hourglass Rowing Club. On the proposal of Councillor O'Mara, seconded by Councillor Traynor. It was agreed elected members approved to defer the decision until next month's SPNR committee to allow officers to engage with the group to explain the rationale regarding Council's leasing policy and procedures. And for noting, item 17, Management Accounts 2022-23 Quarter 2, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed to note the Quarter 2 period ending 30th of September Management Accounts update. And item 18, Strategic Finance Working Group Action Sheet, 12th of October and 25th of October, on the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor Traynor, it was agreed to note the action sheet of those dates. Okay, then for noting, item 19 is sickness absence, so if we could have a proposer and seconder for that. Oh, you have a question, Councillor Traynor?
Sorry, just trying to make one, Chair. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, Chair, just a quick question. Obviously, it'd be very easy for anyone to look at the figures that are being thrown around in the report and to possibly be concerned. Obviously, it's the total number of days have went up almost 50% from the previous 12-month period. And within the report, obviously, there's a figure of 19.27% that's been attributed to COVID. I suppose the question really is, is there a further breakdown of absences in terms of, you know, what it would relate to? You know, obviously management are very much aware of the situation, and is there any measures that can be put in place to help, I suppose, prevent some elements of sickness? Obviously, sickness can happen for many different reasons. You know, I myself went through a period of sickness where I'd been off, and I don't mind sharing this, but I'd been off due to mental health and stress, and obviously the help and support that's put in place can make the return to work a wee bit easier, a wee bit quicker. So I suppose the question really is, you know, are management addressing it and trying to find ways of helping and supporting people move back into the workplace? Is there a good, robust well-being plan in place for staff to help, I suppose, signpost, etc.? And then is there, I suppose, more detailed breakdown of sickness? Because, as I say, it would worry anyone who just looks at the figures and sees an increase without, you know, knowing that it's one way or t'other. Now, I know, obviously, a lot of that their information is quite sensitive. So I suppose it's what is within the remit of council to be able to break it down. Thank you, Chair.
So are you asking for a more detailed breakdown, John?
Yes, Chair, more detailed breakdown, I suppose, also, you know, the actions that can be taken or that have been taken by management to, I suppose, look at ways of preventing, ways of helping and supporting staff. You know, that's really the gist of it, Chair. Thank you.
Okay.
Sure. Management have breakdowns in relation to sickness absence, but as you can appreciate, they would be sensitive and would not be for us to share further. We have management procedures in relation to how we manage sickness in the organisation, and we have occupational support and occupational health support for staff. It is something that management review on a regular basis.
Okay. We have a proposal from Councillor Rice and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Item 20 is the minutes of the Newry CCRPB meeting on the 6th of October. So if we could have a proposer and seconder for that, proposed by Councillor Murphy. And I'm happy to second it. Okay, so that was closed tonight's SPNR meeting. Thanks everybody for attending, and safe home.
You're not.